you could see daylight in many places, but rain never came in. It seemed that the cypress shingles would swell up and close enough that rain never came into these covered houses.
Okay, what would you call a fence or a wall made of rock? Do you have any names for that?
I think you've stumped me on that one. Well, just a rock wall.
Okay, fine.
We had few of those here because of the hard labor in getting coquina rock from Anastasia Island, which was our only source, and the expense of getting it to make a rock fence or rock wall. Usually it was a rock fence.
Okay. How about stone wall?
Stone wall, I've heard that expression, yes.
Okay. I have to ask some questions about certain types of land. What kinds of different kinds of soil did you have in the field?
This is sandy soil, and near the ponds it was muck. But because of poor drainage, little could be planted near the muck. I have seen rice grown in St. Augustine, near St. Augustine, on what we called the water furrows. Our soil was packed into beds, possibly five rows to a bed with a water furrow on each side draining towards a drainage ditch, which then went into a pond or into a stream in order to drain your farm.
Okay, when we would expect a big crop from that field, we would say the soil is very
rich
or
poor or
fertile.
Fertile soil. We usually use the word rich. Okay. Fertile was a high class word.
Okay, and that flat low land along the stream would you know what that would be called?
No, the river basin you're thinking, the river bed. Savannas were low areas.
Okay, it usually overflowed in the spring and was plowed later. Do you know types of names for that land? Bottom land?
Bottom land or upper land? No, we usually didn't use that. Low and high were the two terms that we used.
Okay.
The land is too low, or the land is high. The high land was good for certain things, the low land was better. Local people planted the low land in the spring and the high land in the fall because of the northeaster storms and the rains that made it wetter in the fall. But by planting both, regardless of the weather, they had a crop to sustain them over the winter.
Okay. A field that might be good for nothing other than raising grass or alfalfa for hay would be called?
Just a pasture.
Possibly something else, maybe? A meadow? You heard the term meadow?
We seldom use the word meadow. That was a stranger's name.
Right.
New people coming in would introduce these words.
Okay. Suppose this was some land that had water standing in it for a good part of time. What would you call that?
We called a pond.
Okay.
Usually cypress trees would grow in these ponds.
Right.
And vegetation would be in the bottoms, and during the severe winter, the height of the winter, when there was no pasture, grass, cows and other animals would graze on these underwater grasses.
Right.
I have seen cows on the St. John's River with their heads completely submerged, feeding on the grass. And in this particular area on the coast, our early people would bring their cattle and horses to the oceanfront beaches so they could graze on the salt marsh when all other grasses were dried up. But in the spring, these same animals had to be driven to the pine woods because too much salt in their system would be against them.
Okay.
So this was
one of the... How about the area where an alligator would hang out? Or a
swamp. Are also in the larger ponds.
What different, let's see, what different kinds of soil did you have in the field? Say, part sand or part clay, there's some names for certain kinds of soil.
No clay in this country at all.
Right.
And it was sand soil, completely, and it required a lot of fertilization to grow good crops.
Right.
Thank you.